Anonymously, so they leave no trail. Never thought I'd have an IRA from overseas, but someone is sending me stationery filled with chimpanzees. Some chimps in swimsuits, some chimps are swinging from a vine, some chimps in jackboots, some chimps that wish they could be my Starsky and Hutch chimps, a chimp who's sitting on the can, a pair of Dutch chimps who send their love from Amsterdam.
Another bus ride with the chimp.
It's great. He's sending me, maybe she's sending me just to see me get irate. I'm losing sleep and it's really keeping me up all night. I thought it was funny, but now I got money on a monkey fight. Some chimps in hard hats, chimps are working on a chain gang. Some chimps who love cats, burning rubber in a Mustang. A birthday wishing chimp, a chimp in black like a goth, a going fishing chimp, a British chimp in the bar.
Another bus ride.
No matter what, they come and they come, they won't leave me alone. Another monkey in the mail can make me lose my mind, but look at me shuffling through the stack until I finally find some chimps in swimsuits, some chimps in jack boots, some chimps in hard hats, some chimps who love cats. I got some shaved chimps, that's chimps devoid of any hair. I got the brave chimps dressed up in the women's underwear.
And now the postcard with chimpanzees, and everyone is addressed to me. Addressed to me.
Another postcard with chimpanzees, and everyone is addressed to me. Another postcard with chimpanzees, and everyone is addressed to me. Another postcard with chimpanzees, and everyone.
Yeah.
This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts freeform and educational radio.
Leave your kids behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
Everybody's dancing. Just Hey, there's my son. You've been in your room all morning.
Hey, Dad.
Matt, what's wrong with your voice?
There is nothing wrong with my voice.
Oh, well, it's just sort of...
I have been playing my video games and electronic games for so many hours.
Uh-huh. Well, it sounds like it might be time for you to take a break, or...
Hello, Dad.
Susan?
I have been watching TV and text messaging all morning. Yay, electronics. Yay.
Guys, I think it's about time to get in the car and take a little trip. Maybe see some trees, some green things.
What are these green things you speak of?
This weekend, unplug. Take your family to the forest. There's nothing in the world like experiencing nature firsthand. Trees, paths, bluebirds, streams. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Yeah. there's one thing on your mind. Hoping they're looking for you. Sure you'll be rummaging through. Oh, and the shit show, the horror. You've seen your future bride. Yeah, but it's oh so absurd for you to say the first word. So you're waiting and waiting and the only reason that you came is what you're scared for. Tonight, and some might exchange a glance, but keep pretending to dance. But don't act like it's not happening, as if it's impolite to go and mention your name. Instead, you'll just do the same as they all do and hope for the best. The only reason that you came is what you're scared for. Little swine, hoping they're looking for you. Sure you'll be rummaging through. And I said the shit shock horror. You've seen your future bride, yeah. Yeah, but it's all so absurd for you to say the first word. So you're waiting and waiting.
Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
Now these walls that time's overdue. I'm thinking about green and I'm thinking about you.
The sun was shining, I was laying in bed, wondering if she'd changed it all, if her hair was still red. Her folks, they said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like mama's homemade dress, papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, heading out for the East Coast. Lord knows I paid some dues getting through, tangled up in blue. She was married when we first met, soon to be divorced. I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. We drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it out west. Split up on the docks at night, but the green it was best. And she turned around to look at me as I was walking away. I heard her say over my shoulder, we'll meet again someday on the avenue, tangled up in blue. Job in the great north woods, working as a cook for a spell, but I never did like it all that much, and one day the axe just fell. So I drifted down to New Orleans, where I'm lucky with a bee employed, working for a while on a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. But all the while I was alone, the past was close behind. I seen a lot of women, but she never escaped my mind, and I just grew blue. She was working in a topless place, and I stopped in for a beer. I just kept looking at the side of her face, and the spotlight so clear. Later on, when the crowd thinned out, I was just about to do the same. She was standing there in back of my chair. I said to me, don't I know your name? I murdered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines of my face. I must admit, felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoes. Trying to love in blue. She lit a burner on the stove and offered me a pipe. I thought you'd never say hello, she said, you look like a silent type. And she opened up a book of poems and handed it to me, written by an Italian poet from the 13th century. And every one of them words rang true and glowed like burning coal, pouring off of every page like it was written in my soul. But me to you, Montague Street, the basement down the stairs. There was music in the cafes at night and revolution in the air. Then he started into dealing with slaves and something inside of him died. She had to sell everything she owned and froze up inside. And when it finally the bottom fell out, I became withdrawn. The only thing I knew how to do was to keep on keeping on like a bird that flew. To get to her somehow. All the people we used to know, they're in a loop.
Wiesenfeld. I'm Matt, and you're listening to WMFO Bedford.
Shake my, shake my, shake my, shake my.